Because we left off yesterday, we're trying to find the difference, trying to explain the different solutions of the Rishonim to the basic dilemma in our sugya. Namely, how could Rava present the Helich Esrog of Menashe Israeli as being a classic example of a Tanai? So after all, the Dimma of Kosovo, isn't that by definition not a good Tanai? If it's not a good Tanai, then the Matana should be valid even in the absence of the Tanai being Makuyam. So we left off yesterday with five different Birum in the Rishonim what the answer to that question was. One answer was that, yeah, the Rinochin Ami is there, we just missed it, Rav didn't bother telling it to us. Or the Yodhi Shlomo, like Taisus and Kedushin says, because it's Muchach Me'inyan, so you don't need the Mishpidat Tanoim, it's Muchach Me'inyan. Or we had the way the Rashbam and the Ramban said, because we don't really paskin like Rabbi Meir tonight, Kofol, it's just the Chum of Yalva getting the Kedushin, but by Momentus, we follow the Rabbanan. Or based on the way the Rambam quotes from the Gaonim Rishonim, somebody, some guy in place, who said that, no, that the chiluk and the chiluk between mamonis and gittin kedushin is a real chiluk. It's a deraistic chiluk, and we supported that with the Ravid's whole theory as to what the pshat of that chiluk was. And since this is mamonis, so therefore even in Torah you don't require it to that kahul. And then the very end of the terutzim was the Rambam, that the Rambam's famous shita, the Rambam says that you only need mishpatei tanoim by tanoim of im. Not by time of Amanas, not by time of Me'achshav. Since Agamor is talking about Amanas, therefore the din is different. There never was a requirement of Mishpatei Tanoim. We try to explain a little bit why that's so. So we quoted the Ran, quotes the Ravid, who came to the support of that. The Ravid was very into these logical theories about Hukhah. So he came to the Shram as well, the din of Tanai, that when the Maisa came into existence with the Tanai, when the Tanai is coming later on to uproot a pre-existing Maisa, etc. We spoke a little bit about yesterday. So when all the dust settles, the Ramashit, the dust stands. And the Pasha Dvarim is that this Gemara fits in and reads very beautifully according to Shita Sarambam. But we have to really take the Shita Sarambam to task and understand this Rambam, understand the Gemaras that seem to imply against the Rambam, the Gemaras that perhaps seem to support the Rambam. What exactly is this all about? Well, this notion that which became the Shita Sarambam, and the truth is, it's not even really the Shita Sarambam. It really was the riff already. The Rambam didn't make it up. It already appeared in the riff, it'd be before the riff. So this is already a long-standing opinion that the difference between a Tanai of Me'achshav and a Tanai of Im, that a Me'achshav, so there's no need, Ein Tzarech, Mishpatei Tanoim, by Tanai of Im, so Kein Tzarech. And we said, Tanai Me'achshav, Amanas, Amanas, Me'achshav, she just said Rambam. So we left off at the end of the shiur yesterday with a glaring kasha, a bomb kasha, against the Rambam, that the Ran quotes from the Ramban, that the Rambam is mamish pili ploy. Because one of the strongest statements in Chazal, how to take Tanoim, was actually the Gemara that started our entire sugya. Because it was the Gemara in Gittin and the Vayin Hei that led us to believe, or led most of the Shem to believe, that we do in fact follow Rabbi Meir. That was the Gemara about the case of the Shechemira. The guy was trying to give a get to his wife, and Shmuel and Rav are trying to tailor-make the Nusach properly. We're trying to walk a tightrope. On the one hand, we want to get Mishpatei Tanoim in properly. We want this to be a Tanai Kofel. We want it to be a Hein Kadem Olav. On the other hand, we don't want to start by depressing the guy by saying he's getting that he's dying. So we're trying really, really hard, and we came up with this convoluted, complicated, very, very long-winded, you know, lotion that if I don't die, then this will happen. If I do die, this will happen. If I don't die, this will happen. The guy, three times he's staying over the same pizman because we want to make everybody happy and because we're insisting on Mishpatei Tanoim. Now, what case is that? So comes the Ramban, comes the Ran and say, obviously that's a case of Me'achshav. If that's not a case of Me'achshav, then that case is, this is a bad pun, I'm going to say it, I didn't mean it as a pun, but if it's not a case of Me'achshav, it's mamish dead on arrival. Get it? Talking about dying? Okay, good. Bad joke, bad, cut it, throw it out. Okay. That case is bad. Why is that case bad? You can't have that case being a case of anything but Me'achshav. Because the minute that you put that into the realm of a Tanai of Im, ran into a brick wall of Ein Get Li Achamisa. So once Ein Get Li Achamisa is staring you in the face, obviously we're talking about a Me'achshav. Obviously we're talking about Amanas. Clearly we're not talking about Im. And Afal Pichein, the Gemara insists on Mishpatei Tanoim. Now somebody's going to raise their hand, like Johnny, who's going to tell me, but Rabbi, in the Gemara uses the Lashon Im, right? That's what you're going to say?
No.
Good, but make believe you said it. If you would have said that, it would have been a great question. So the Ramban himself says, yeah, it says in my Gemara also him, but everybody knows that's not what it really means, because anybody could figure out that it must be Me'akshav, because everybody knows there's a din of Ein Get Li'acha Misa. That's a good kasha, John. Okay? So that's the Ramban. Now, what's your kasha?
So I was saying, why are we going to the extreme? Why is he the Me'akshav, or why is it Acha Misa? Maybe he made it tonight, I'll divorce you a minute before I die.
That's a whole nother sugya. That's a whole nother ball game. Anyone knows what that is? You just said a really bad word. It's a great word, but not for now. For third parakha, Masechas Gittin, Breira, does that ring a bell? The moment before death is not Mavurar. And anytime you try to make a chalos or something that's not Mavurar, you're asking for taisis of this big about Breira, so we don't want to talk about that, okay? Maybe another day. Third parakha of Gittin someday. Okay, good. Back to that story. So this is the kasha that the Rishonim formulated against him. It sounds like a mamash bomb kasha. So different noise that came in the Rambam tried to defend the Rambam. I'm saying try because they thought they succeeded. I don't understand any of these tirutzim. I'll just present you one, you know, a flavor of one of them, which I'm saying mitchila that I don't really, I'm giving you tonight mitchila, I don't really understand it. The Lecha Mishnah, in his comments in the Rambam, says that the Rambam took the Gemara's Lashon very seriously. Not like Johnny's Kasha. The Gemara Rambam took the Gemara literally. The Gemara does use the word im. There's no shem, there's no remnants of the word me'achshim in there. Now, I know the Ramban, the Ran said, well, it's got to be in there, or else it's Ein Get Li'acha Misa. Says the Lecha Mishnah, no, it doesn't. It could be that this is not quite a Get Li'acha Misa. Why is this? This is not a get li'acha misa. This is almost a get im hamisa. It's a get gita umisa so boim kiyacha, to coin a phrase that probably doesn't exist. But Lecha Mishnah basically coined that phrase. Gita umisa so boim kiyacha. The Gemara has gita v'yada boim kiyacha, gita mu, gita matanasa, gita v'misa so boim kiyacha. Namely, true, the fellow used the word im, and im is usually a bad phrase. Usually im does not conjure up the image of a tanaya me'achshav. On the other hand, the person is making it clear that he really, truly wants to divorce. And he's making it tonight, Kofel, and he's trying really, really hard to get this get to work. So we can't call it a real, true get li'acha misa. But on the other hand, he did use the word im, which is a bad word. So comes the Lecha Mishnah and says, when all the dust settles, what really happens is as follows. We're going to be machsha this get, even though it has the bad word im in there. Even though the word im is usually not appropriate, usually smacks of trouble, usually creates an Ein Get Li'acha Misa scenario if the tenai involves death, but we're going to use the word im against that better judgment, so to speak. But since we're using the word im, it becomes now subject to what? To Mishpatei HaTanoim. So maybe something along what Johnny was saying, there are almost three different levels. One is the Get Me'achshav. When you deal with the Get Me'achshav, with an Amanas, with the real McCoy, then Taka ain't Tzach Mishpatei HaTanoim. When you try that the get should be chal an hour after he dies, so that's an Ein Get Li'acha Misa. When you want the get to be chal im misasai, so you could use a lashon im, but still be bound by the Mishpatei HaTanoim. So, whereas Johnny wanted to give us a moment before death, I can't do that. I can't help you with that. It's too brayerish for me. But I can create a new scenario called Agito Umisasa Boim Kiyachat. The problem is we don't have any source whatsoever for this. I don't know where this idea comes from, but truth, you have to say something according to the Rambam, because when the Rambam quotes the deed of the get of Ishchimira, the Rambam uses the Lashon Im. The Rambam quotes the Gemara verbatim. The Rambam doesn't put it like the Ramban says, oh, by the way, the Gemara forgot to put in the word Achsha, but of course it's there because everyone figured it out. You know, the Rambam writes, when he writes his introduction to Mishnah Torah, so the Rambam writes that if you want to know what Psak Halacha is, you only have to read one book. What's the one book? My book. Says the Rambam, there's no need to read anybody else. If you want to know Kol Taku, what to do, this is what you read. The Rambam never meant to say that you shouldn't learn the Gemara. If you want to learn the Gemara, if you want to understand where I came from, if you want to understand the Sugi, because then, hey, you should learn Gemara also. But if you want a Kitza book, this is the art scroll book. This is the final word. I mean, the final word. But the Rambam said, this is all you don't have to read. The Riff anymore, you don't have to read this anymore. You just have to read my book. So if the Rambam's telling you that you open up Mishnah Torah and you know exactly what to do, what if I have a guy who just made this Tanai to his wife and he said a Lashon Im, so I open up the Rambam's Gerushin, and the Rambam says, that's fine. The Rambam says, that's great. What do you mean that's great? It's not great. It has to be Yisrael Me'achshav also, because the Ramban said, because otherwise there's a chisorn of Enget Le'achamisa. That's not right. The Rambam saying you just have to read my book. You don't have to read the Ramban's book. So the Rambam saying that if I'm telling you this is the din, that a get with a Lashon Im is good, so the Rambam, Tachapel, the Rambam is a Shver Rambam. Forget about the Rambam's sheet, the problems about the Chas Tanoim. Just the way the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Gittin verbatim without inserting the requirement of saying there's a problem. So you have to say something like this, like a Mishnah. We don't know what it is. We don't really understand this Hagdara. I'll tell you, I don't understand this new timing of the get. But you have to say something, because otherwise the Rambam itself just doesn't make any sense. So Chol Panim, it's a difficult Rambam. Difficult Rambam, some kind of solution, difficult Rambam. Rabbi says there's a second kash against the Rambam. And I think we'll be a little bit more successful in deflecting the second kash against the Rambam. It's from a Gemara that we're familiar with, but let's just chaz it for a moment. The Rambam gives us two categories of Tanoim that don't require Mishpatei Tanoim. One is classic Me'achshav, and one is Amanas. And how did the Rambam know that Amanas is the equivalent of Me'achshav? Who told the Rambam that? Who told the Rambam that? So the Gemara says, Kol, a famous statement on a Rebbe, Kol, Omi Amanas, Kol, Me'achshav. A very, very famous statement of Rebbe. I'm Ravun, I'm a Rebbe. Kola Oimi Amanas Kemi Achshav. Gemara in a second. Get to a few places. It's fine. Everyone seen that Gemara? Kola Amanas Kemi Achshav. So it happens to be a Machlekes Amaroyim. What does everybody else have to say about that topic? That statement of Kola Oimi Amanas is halachically equivalent to Kemi Achshav Dami happens to be Rebbe's statement, and it's subject to a Machlekes Amaroyim. What did the Rabbanan have to say? What did they respond to that? So conventional wisdom was that Rebbe Upligi Rabbanan Alei. That everybody else disagreed with Rebbe, we might paskin like Rebbe. Tachrov, the later Amoraim, may have been like Rebbe. So Halach Lamaisa may follow Rebbe, but according to one understanding of Amoraim, it was Taka Machlokes. Rebbe Yechon and Omar, in the very bottom of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, anyone saw the Gemara? Bottom of Ayin Dalam and Aleph. So Rebbe Zeira said that I used to think that it was Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon when I lived in Bavel. Rebbe Zeira moved from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So before he went to Nefesh B'Nefesh, when he was learning in the yeshivas in Bavel, so he used to think that this was only Rebbe Shita, but nobody else bought into it. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, so they informed me that I was wrong. They informed me the name of Rebbe Yechon. Rebbe Yechon was the Mar of Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Zeira learned in Bavel, so he didn't know everything Rebbe Yechon said. When he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, so he the raid in the street in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, the word in the street was that Kuliyama Maidula Rebbe. Everybody agrees to this. Rebbe Yechon was the biggest believer. Rebbe Yechon personally, the Halig Amir Rebbe Yechon, brother-in-law to Reish Lakish, right? The famous Rebbe Yechon, Tamidim wrote Yushalmi, sitting in Tveria. Famous Halig Rebbe Yechon was of the opinion that Amanas and Achshav are synonymous, and that wasn't even subject for a debate. It wasn't even a discussion. With that background, comes Iran and asks the name of the Ramban, a second Bob Kash against the Rambam. There is a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a good way to remember it because on the same Daf as part of the Kashas, Kitten Ayin Dalet and Ksubis Ayin Dalet. So easy to coincidental. No coincidence in life, but this is probably coincidence. So comes the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph and talks about a very, very famous din that we spent a lot of time on earlier this week. A person does a Chalitza Al Hatanai. He doesn't really want to help this woman out. On the other hand, he's not such a bad guy. He's not spiteful. He wants to get a couple of dollars out of it. He doesn't like this whole thing. It's very funny. He's got to wash his foot first, take off his sock. The whole thing is very, very embarrassing. She's spitting on the floor in front of him. He can barely speak Lashon HaKodesh. He's got to break his teeth over the psukim. So he wants to get a little bit of money out of this. So he says, I'm asking him to do a chalitza on the condition you give me $10,000. Okay? The chalitza on condition of $10,000. What's the lashon? What does the Gemara say? Cholitz la almanah shetitin li masayim zuz $200. So what do we do? Good. So we tell her go. We whisper, go do the chalitza, do the chalitza, do the chalitza. Finish the chalitza, and now he says, okay, where's the 200 zuz? So she turns around to the dayanim and say, what do I do? So the dayanim say, the chalitza is good. Even if you don't give the 200 zuz, should she give it to him? Not give it to him. That's his polim shaila, chashim mishpat shaila. Okay, but the chalitza is perfectly ambiguous. She can get married without having to give the 200 zuz. Hi. Chalitza was only done a lot tonight. What was the Gemara saying? No. What was the Gemara saying? Why was that tonight meaningless? It's a what? Come on, let's hear it all together. Milsa the what? little louder. Milsa of the lace of Shlichus lace. But tonight, does that sound familiar? Didn't we talk about this earlier in the week? Chalitza is a milsa of the lace of Shlichus lace. But tonight, didn't we talk about Akasha? How can you have tonight by mitzvahs, right? No? Vaguely familiar? Okay. So milsa of the lace of Shlichus lace. But tonight. Says the Gemara, how do you know this principle of milsa of the lace of Shlichus lace? But tonight, what is the Gemara saying? Super sign dollar, who's for it? Michte kol tonight, mechon gamrina la. May tonight, even they got him the Reuven. Mahosam have a milsa dis b'shlichus dis b'tonai. Avocha milsa dis b'shlichus dis b'tonai. Ad kan devir a gemara. So, if you were the Ramban and you were the Ran and you were learning a gemara in Ksuba Sayin Dalet and Gitnayin Dalet and you added up the pieces together, what conclusion would you draw? Who is talking in Ksuba Sayin Dalet? Who made that statement of Chalotz la menashe titin loch masayim zuz v'cholta chaytosik sheir afil lo titein? Who is the author of that statement? Was it on the Ramban Kamas? The Ramban, it was on the Ran, right? The Ran Nesgasha. Who was the Amor who made that statement? It was Rava on $9 and Aleph? Who is it? Take a look carefully. $9 and Aleph and Ksubis. You got it right. It's Rabbi Yechanan. Amor Rabbi Yechanan. The Heiliger Rabbi Yechanan. Now wait a sec. We heard his name before. Rabbi Yechanan just told us that a chalitza al hatnai is kshera afilu lokiyam hatnai. Why is that? What's the reason for this? The reason being because it's a leisa b'shalichos. What's the source of the din of Leisa B'Shlichus? Where did it come from, Leisa B'Shlichus? It came from what? From Tzukim. Came out from tonight. It's part of Mishpatei Hatunoyim. So this is one sugya. This is Ksubis. Now find out. Second important statement is Gittinayin Dalet, where Rabbi Yechanan is the same person who says what? Who says Amanas is me'achshav, according to everybody. There's not a soul on this planet, says Rabbi Yechanan, who denies this equation of kol amar menaskav me'achshav dami. If the Rambam is right, we're in a pickle. Why? If the Rambam is right, the tanaim of me'achshav and amanas in the world of Rabbi Yechanan don't require mishpatei hatanaim, so how come the tanai of ksubas tafayin dalet required mishpatei hatanaim? Why do we say that the chalitza is no good because you need mishpatei hatanaim and you didn't have mishpatei hatanaim? You don't need mishpatei hatanaim. You only need mishpatei hatanaim when you have a tanai of im, when you have a tanai of amanas. There never was a need of mishpatei hatanaim. If there was never a need of mishpatei hatanaim, what then don't you need? You don't need a milsa disa b'shlichas disa b'tanai because that's part of mishpatei hatanaim. So if you would have worded the chalitza with a lashon of im, and then you would have told me, hey, wait a second, a chalitza with an im, it needs mishpatei hatanoim, and this is not mishpatei hatanoim, so we throw the whole tanai out the window. But you didn't do that. You worded the tanai with almanas. That's I'm Rabbi Yechon, chalotz la almanas. Rabbi Yechon said in black and white, chalotz la almanas. And even though it's a tanai of almanas, and even though Rabbi Yechon from Gittinayin Dalet taught us that almanas is ka'ome achshav dami, and still we're insisting on this condition of Mils Nisa B'Shlichus, which is just part of Mishpatei Hatanoim. So Frek the Ramban, Frek the Ran, against the Rambam, you were just checkmated by these statements of Rabbi Yechanan. Ksuba Sayin Dalet and Gittinayin Dalet, if you put these two back pieces of the puzzle together, you come to the conclusion that Tzorich Mishpatei Hatanoim Afilu B'Tanai. This is the Ramban's cash against the Rambam. This is the kasha. Everyone can follow the kasha? This is a bomb kasha. Yeah.
What? Just because it's
almanas
doesn't mean you need all
mishpatei tanaim. Oh, wait. So where did tanaim come from?
One mishpatei
tanaim. Where did it come from? Good. Where does the din milsa disa b'shlichus come from?
The Rambam said.
They got it. Where did it come from? No, I don't. I'm asking the question. I'm asking the question. No? Where comes from Rehavah? You just contradicted yourself. So do you need Rehavah Rehavah or not? That's my question.
Almanas serves as a Tanai Kofel.
Almanas is a Tanai Kofel?
It serves the same function.
Oh, you don't need Tanai Kofel, but you have an Almanas. What did the Ram say? You don't need Mishpatei Hatanoim. Lo Amra Tayyar Mishpatei Hatanoim Ela B'Tanai De Im.
Ram still says you need Esher the Kaimel.
trying to tell us, what you're really trying to say is as follows. Not all Mishpatei HaTanaim are created equal. That's what you're trying to say. I'm going to help you say that, okay? Clearly, the answer we have to go at is to explain that there is a difference between the Mishpatei HaTanaim such as Tanai Kofel, which failed to be necessary in a situation of an Amanasar and a Me'achshav. In contrast to that aspect of Mishpatei HaTanaim called Milsa Dietz Mishlichos, which applies even by Tanaim of Im. Clearly that's the direction of the way you're walking us. But I want to know what the lumdus is. I want to understand what the difference is. What's the nature of these two different types of Mishpatei HaTanaim? You can't just arbitrarily say, well, whichever Mishpatei HaTanaim we like to carry over, we will. Whichever we don't. And just leave us alone because we've got to finish a sugya before Shabbos. You got to go a little bit deeper than that. You explain. I don't mean you're not saying deep, you're very deep. I want to understand what exactly is the essence of this chiluk. What is this about?
Is no point the Ron said the Tanai Kofel is like you've a chazik the
ma'aser. Okay.
It's not.
Okay. So let's take it. Let's take it slowly. Rabbi Sai, I'm sure. What is it? Lost the razor? What? Maybe you can get one quickly. So bottom line is, what is the difference between Mishpatei HaTanaim of Tanai Kofel in contrast to Mishpatei HaTanaim of Issa Mishlechus? So we should have all the information in our hands to answer this question, because we learned both parts of the sugya this week. The Tanai Kofel part we learned in the sugya. The Issa Mishlichus part we learned in the previous sugya, two previous sugyas ago. What do you need Tanai Kofel for? What's the goal of Tanai Kofel? So we already saw the Ravid yesterday. The Ravid is quoted by the Ran. The whole thrust, the whole point of Tanai Kofel was to accomplish what? What's the key word? What's the magic word? The Ravid says it both in the Rav Menuchas Zechi and the Ran quotes from the Ravid, Shkrech. What's the point? There's one purpose of Tanai Kofel, and that is Chizuk HaTanai. If you say something once, you mean it half-baked. If you say it twice, but backwards, with all implications, and you cross all your T's and dot all your I's, that's a Chizuk HaDavar. So came the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rambam, this Gevaldik Chizuk. The Bemed Vamamurim, that you need Chizuk HaDavar, that's when the Tanai is coming to uproot something that fundamentally already took hold. Whenever you verbalize a tanav, whenever you formulate a tanav with lashon im, so the key moment, the moment of truth for the tanai, is at the later point, the moment of im. And 6 months from now, that's when the tanai begins to kick in. But the maisa was already done now. So a pre-existing strong maisa has been standing on its own 2 feet, and you want to knock it out of the box with the tanai, you better get yourself in there with a very solid tanai. If you already got, already standing, this maisa is already kayemes, and you want to be mevatla with the tanai at a later point, it better be a tanai kof, it better be a chizuk tanai. A tanai of almanas, a tanai of me'achshav, the maisa never entered into the world in the absence of the tanai. So the tanai is holding down the maisa, is keeping the maisa in check from day one. But the maisa never was born without the tanai hanging on to it for dear life. So b'chiyai gavna, you don't need chizuk tanai. That was the aside from Ravid yesterday. So that's svaro chizuk tanai. I understand. I could buy it. I could buy that chiluk of chizuk tanai. It makes sense. What do you need most of these mishlichos for? Who remembers the Tais Niksubas Tafayimdal? Tais has the kasha. What kind of limud is this? You need an Issa Mishlichos because Chalukas Eivar Yadin was a Milsa Issa Mishlichos. So good morning. He can only make it tonight if it's very hot in the desert. If you live in the North Pole, there's no Mishpatei HaTanaim because they're not similar to the desert. If you don't come from Shevet Gad Rei Reuven, if you come from Shevet Naphtali and Yisachar, there's no Tanaim for you. I mean, come on. I mean, which things are arbitrary, which things are fundamental? So Tais explained, the Milsa Issa Mishlichos is fundamental. It's not tangential. It's very fundamental. Why? What was the aside from Taisus? One word. What was the one word of Taisus? Ailos biyadai. Milsa Issa Mishlichos is not even a tam hadavar. Milsa Issa Mishlichos is the raya. That's the way we measure whether something is biyadcha. When something is biyada, you can make tanaim and you can make shlichos. If it's not enough biyada to have shlichos on, then for shteitzchus it's not biyada for tanaim as well. So comes Taisus and says, the requirement of quote unquote Mishpatei HaTanaim, the Mishpat HaTanaim of Milsa Issa Mishlichos, has absolutely nothing to do with Chizuk HaTanai. It has to do with the Biyado level that the Bialim have. Once we explain that the din of Isa B'Shlichos is a function of Biyado, does it make the slightest difference whether we're dealing with a Tanai of Im or Tanai of Amanas? What's the difference? Who cares? At the end of the day, to make a Tanai requires Bialos. So mach patli, whether the type of Tanai that you're making is a Tanai happening right now, or the type of Tanai you're making is a Tanai that's happening later on. What in the world is the difference? At the end of the day, you have to be Bialos to make a Tanai. You have to be Bialos. You're in charge of Chalosh. You've got to be the Bialos on the Dover. So if Milsa Deleisa B'Shlichos is a Chison in Bialos, who cares whether Tanai was an Im or Tanai Me'achshav? So Kumta Lecha Mishnah says it's the Feirish. You go, we didn't understand the last Teretz of the Lecha Mishnah. The other Kasha, this Kasha, we really understand the Teretz very well. There's that Mishnah, Bris Kevor. Is that two different halachas? Not all Mishnah Torah are created equal. Some Mishnah Torah are dinim in the Chizuk HaTanai, other Mishnah Torah are dinim in the Baal HaSagavra. When it's a din of Chizuk HaTanai, we can differentiate logically between Ims and Me'achshavs. When the Chisorin licked in, when the Chisorin lies in the bailus of the Baal HaTanai, then there's no reason to distinguish between the two, and therefore everything is Abakomi of Mishalayim. The Gemara in Ksubas makes a lot of sense, notwithstanding the fact Amanaska Me'achshav Dami is brought to us by Rabbi Yechanan, which stands as well, Shalom HaYisrael. So Rambam has two Gemaras that seem to contradict the Rambam. Both objections raised by the Ramban and the Ran. The first one we worked out a little bit, weren't 100% comfortable with. The second one we're much more comfortable with. Good, so far so good. Rabbi Say, you know, it's one thing to say there's no Gemara that's outright refuting the Rambam. It's another thing to say, well, what prompted the Rambam to say this? I mean, why would you say, if you were just thinking on your own, you would just come up with this theory. You would just come up with this idea just on your own. A Sugis and Kedushin, the Samach Aleph, all about Mishpat HaTanayim. We pass the Mishpat HaTanayim, Mishpat HaTanayim, Mishpat HaTanayim. Remember, the Ram says it's Mikra Din, it's by Mamun, it's by Gitin, all over the place. And then the Ram makes a 180 degree turn and says, oh, by the way, it only applies to half the Torah, not to the other half. Is there something that's forcing the Ram's hand? So, one possible thing that could be forcing the Ram's hand is none other than what? What's a good possible source for the Rambam? Our Gemara may be a source for the Rambam, because the Rambam didn't buy into any of those Mammon, Kitten, Kedushin, Chilukim of the Ravids and others. He didn't buy into any of that stuff. And the Rambam probably didn't like what Tyson Gittin said. Oh, yeah, there's a Tanai Kofel in here. I'm just, I must have missed it. And to say, like some Rishonim say that it's like Tyson says that's Muchoch Me'inyin. I don't know, maybe not. No real mock for that. It's a couple of possible occurrences. So the Rambam thought that the easiest solution, the best solution to this dilemma was his answer. But still, is there more within that? Is there any Gemara that actually uses this solution as a real solution? Is there any Gemara the Rambam had that not just he almost superimposed it on his own? Because if it's only based on that Gemara, then it's almost the Rambam making up this chiluk and sticking it into the Gemara. Is there a Gemara that actually says this or maybe says such a thing? So there is a Gemara, a very pivotal Gemara. That's the Gemara Maseches Gittin, once again, on Daf Ayin Hei. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to see in the 12th of the Mamre Kometz. The Gemara starts off with quoting a Braisa. The Braisa compares and contrasts two halachas that at first glance sound that they should be the same, and yet the halachic outcome is very different. So the 12th of the Mamre Kometz, the Gemara begins with Tana Rabbanan. The guy divorced his wife. He's very, very low on paper these days. He doesn't want to, he still writes notes on paper, so he's got to save every last scrap. So he says to his wife, here's your get, but I'm retaining ownership on the paper. I'm not giving you the paper to keep. I'm giving you the get. So in Megureshes, the get is not chal. Why is the get not chal? There's no nesin, apparently. Do you understand that exactly? There's no nesina. There's no nesina of what? Of the paper. Why is the paper so important to us? So Mark says the word Sefer Krisos. Do we like those words? Well, we like those words because we like Maseches Gittin, but do we like those words as the answer to this question? Because aren't we assuming with that statement that you have to not just give her words, you have to give our paper that the words are on. The paper is very important. That's the Sefer. Who does that sound like? This is a throwback to the second sugya of the year.
Yerushalmi.
This is Yerushalmi talking to us, right? Remember there was machloikas between, actually machloikas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, Yosegluli and the Rabban, and all machloikas, what the word sefer even means. Remember those machloikas at Torah, Rabbi Yosef Gluli and the Rabbanon, can you write a get on every possible material? So Rabbi Yosef Gluli said, what? Rabbi Yosef Gluli said, no, you can't write a get on either food, so you decide you're going to write her a beautiful get on the back of a slice of pizza, so that's not acceptable. Or if you write her a get on a Baal Chai, that's not acceptable either. How did Rabbi Yosef Gluli know that? So the Gemara explains in the second part of the key, because Rabbi Yosef Gluli understood that the starting point, the baseline is it has to be cloth. Because the Torah is safer, and safer in Tanakh always means cloth. That's the definition of safer. Safer Torah is cloth, everything is always cloth. Elohat, the din happens to be, you could write on paper, you could write on wood, and something else, even if it's not technically cloth, because the Torah says, v'chosav lami kol mochim. The Torah is marba, you can write even on non-safer material. So imkein lamin emar safer, according to Biyosek Lili, what's the answer? So it has to be a little bit similar. It's got to be in the ballpark, it's got to be close to resemble a safer. So now you have to use Ruach HaKodesh, you have to be a big Talmid Chacham to figure out, so what characteristics have to be similar to Sefer, what not? Is a piece of wood similar to Sefer? Is a piece of paper similar to Sefer? Is a slice of pizza similar to Sefer? Is an animal similar to Sefer? So Biyosek Lili, with his deep analysis of understanding of Kol Tarei Kula, came to the realization that the two conditions, the two characteristics that just take it out of the realm of Sefer, or if it's either, if it's alive, that you just can't call it. You want to kvetch and call a piece of paper a safer, okay, you know, that you can pull over us. You want to call a piece of wood a safer, that woman bukabo. You want to call a walking around animal a safer, we can't do that. You want to call a slice of pizza a slice of pizza, not a safer, slice of pizza a slice of pizza. It's called a pizza, it's not called a safer. So that's what Yosef Lili said. So the Rabbanan responded to Yosef Lili that the whole thing is not true. Mitchila v'atzoif, the whole thing is not true. Why? Because the baseline of Yosef Lili was not correct. What's the Rabbanan sheet? What is the word safer? You mistranslated safer. In Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Atzko Chumash, it said, and he shall write for her a book of divorcement, separation, I don't know, something, okay? A book of, a cloth of, a parchment of. And in the Rabbanan's Atzko Chumash, it says something totally different. It says he should write for her a what? A story of separation. Sefer is a lashon sipur. Sipur dvar would be also. So the pasha that dvar is that according to the Rabbanan, there's no din of sefer b'chlaf. Not beginning, not end. There never was a din of sefer. So remember back, it's chazah back to the second sugi. Who remembers? Remember, come on, let's go. Who remembers? When we spoke about being mekadosh and isha with mechubal karka, so there's a big machlokes in Rishon, can you mekadosh isha with mechubal karka not? So one of the issues that machlokes revolved around was what? Well, why can't you divorce a woman with mechubal karka? Mishnah says in kosev mechubal. Why not? Who remembers what? Why can't I write a get on mechubal karka? So I know why I can't write a get on a tree and then cut the tree down. And that I can't do because it says mechosev enosan. That's called mechusa ketitza. But what if I don't cut the tree down? What if I write it on the tree and then I transfer ownership of that tree to her? I don't cut it down. So the Mishnah says, Ein Kosev B'Mechubah. No one remembers? It's a long time ago, back to September. Why is it Ein Kosev B'Mechubah? There are two dinim. There's one dinim Mechusak Tzitza, and there's another dinim of Ein Kosev B'Mechubah. Why can't I do that? What's wrong? The Gemara never says why. The Gemara never explains why. So we had a Machlokes why. So the Rashba quotes two different interpretations why. No, they didn't ring a bell. That's a very, very faint dim bell in the background, okay? What is the Rashba quotes Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, you know why you can't write a mechubar? Because it's not safer. What? Not safer. That doesn't sound right. That sounds like who talking? Where is it? Lulu talking. So the Rashba tries really hard and says, no, it must mean that even the Rabbanan agree that safer means something. They just didn't think it meant as much as Rabbi Yosef Lili meant, but if it's mechubar, there's a mechalak of sefer golem mizeh. Now, we had trouble with that because the Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli doesn't say that the Rabbanan held Rabbi Yosef Lili is fundamentally right, but we're disagreeing on the details of eichon and mechubar. How did the Rabbanan present, how does the Bavli present the Rabbanan to Rabbi Yosef Lili? When the Bavli in the second prayer presents the Machlokes and the Gemara presents why the Rabbanan don't buy into Yosef Lili, the Gemara says, Rabbanan, l'sfiras what? L'sfiras dvar mul diyasi. that the Rabbanan say Rabbi Yosef is not right, not because he's not right in his understanding, is an extension to disqualify Eichel and Balachayim, but the Rabbanan undermine Rabbi Yosef's entire sheet. They disagree with his whole premise, they disagree with his whole baseline. So that doesn't bode well for the Rishalmi. But the Rishalmi is still bringing back a Tchias HaMesim, the word Sefer. That word is long gone in the vocabulary of the Rabbanan. So it's very hard to understand that Rishalmi. Rishalmi is entitled to its opinion, but that doesn't sound as the root of the Bavli. So that's what the Rashba quotes others who say, the Yesh Mefarshim. What do the others say? Those who don't want to go down the Rishalmi, they say, no, you know what the emissary reason is why Ein Kosev Mechubar? Because it's not what? It's a Chisar in the what? And then a Sina. Because you can't pull off an Asina. How in the world are you going to be nice saying this tree to the woman? It's impossible to be nice saying the tree to the woman. It's physically impossible. As you say correctly, maybe you could be mocking it to her, but you can't be nice to her. And everybody knows, you don't need Akhenos to get, you need Asinus again. But that was, of course, part of the background as to whether this din carries over to Kedusha. Remember, maybe only the dinim and the cheft of the get carry to Kedusha, not the dinim and the Asinus again. No, does this ring bells? Somewhere way back. Okay. This is like El time, guys. All right. Uri Yeshenim Mishnaskim. We got to wake up. Okay. Rabbi, so back to our story. So do we, in light of everything we just spoke about in the last 5 minutes, do we understand what the Gemara is talking about? If I give a get to the woman and I say, I'm holding on to that paper, so the starting point of the Gemara is that get is no good. Not even a shayla. Harem Guresh is near Shali is b'chlal no good. Why is it no good? So Rashi says, because you need Vinasa, you have to give her. Paper. I didn't give her the paper. What do you need paper for? Anyone read that Gemara? No one was bothered with that kasha. So Rashi, earlier, this Gemara appears in two places. I put it on the second one because that's what the whole Shachar B'tai about Tanai is about. But the Gemara actually quotes it in the beginning of the second paragraph also. The same Bryson, and the Gemara talks about different aspects of the Bryson, not the Tanai part. But in that sugya, Rashi writes, you know why the get is no good? He didn't give her anything. You know why? Oisias peches ba'avir. Because the letters are flying. What does that mean, Oisias peches ba'avir? The din is, we don't really care about the background. But in the absence of her getting a background, then by definition, what else did she not get? She didn't get the letter either. So you can't tell her a story of, you can't just tell her a bedtime story about how you're divorcing her. That's not what Sefiras Devar means. You have to write her a story. So writing her a story means you have to transfer her, the letters have to be given to her. You can't transfer letters unless there's a background. Otherwise, it's peches ba'avir. That's what we say about computers, right? Anything you type in the computer is oisis peches ba'avir. There's nothing there. That's why the person can very make a cholamoyed about certain shilas and certain things you can't write a cholamoyed. Maybe you'll allow these computers for, maybe. Because it's not ksivah, because there's nothing there. It's just peches ba'avir. I always say, because it's peches ba'avir, you don't get haftar oisis bachimos. Oisis bachimos is only when you write oisis. There's no din of computer machkin. If anything, my computer does the opposite. Oisis of a machkinos. Okay, anyway, this is such. Okay. That's when they came up with all the studies now, that how taking notes is much better than taking a computer. What's the chiddush? Okay, good. Back to that story, by saying. So, lemais, it's no good. The bottom line is, with all the lumbus, razzle-dazzle, maneuvering, it's no good. If you give a get, v'nir shali, it's no good. So then, the next line, the Braisa says, but, in contrast, if you do the following, then everything is home free. What does the Braisa say? Amenashe techzir li yasenir megoreshes. If you give her the paper, and you say, I'm giving you this get, that I believe shalem, or emigoreshes, but on the condition that you return me the paper, that's gevaldik, megoreshes, then the get works. So the Braisa asks, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference? At the end of the day, she doesn't have the paper. At the end of the day, the Eisah Zepech is Ba'avir. What's the premise of that kasha? If you were reading this kasha, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, how would you even begin to understand that kasha? What was the Gemara clearly assuming in that kasha? The Gemara thought there's a blatant contradiction between the two Dinim and the Braisa. Everyone agrees you have to own, she has to own the paper, because otherwise you have a chisar of oisit peches ba'avir. So the Braisa says, if you say hareza gita v'nir shali, that's no good. If you say amanas, then it's dory. No? What's the premise of that kasha? Why did the Gemara think it was a kasha? The Gemara clearly was assuming that a tanai of amanas is a what? Was the Gemara assuming in the kasha? Maishter reisha, maishter seifa?
Lame achshav.
Clearly it was lame achshav. If the Gemara would have known all along that it's a Tanai of Me'achshav, so what was the Kasha? The Shasa get this Chal now, the returning of the paper is going to be done in 5 minutes from now, but at the moment of truth where the get is being affected now, the paper's there. So it's not a Messias Perches Ba'avir. The din of Messias Perches Ba'avir means that at the time of truth, the moment of truth of the Chalei Saget, paper has to be present in her hands, otherwise he didn't give her letters. So if you hold that Amanaske would never have asked that Kashna Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. So it's clear from the Gemara's Kasha that at that stage the Gemara was assuming that no, not so simple, not so fast. Maybe Kolom Amanaske is Lavka Meyachshav Dami. Now, let's not forget, which Amoraim are analyzing this Braisa? Where is this Braisa being debated? Abaye is disgusting, and Rav is disgusting, and Rav Barava, where do all these people live? They live in Bavel. What was the word of the street in Bavel? What do people think about Kol Omer Amanaske, Omer Yashu Dami in Bavel? They thought, Rav Nossi, he was the Dasya, he's the one who came up with it, we don't like that. All the other Tanoim, the Rabbanim disagreed. So the Chachmei Bavel having a lot of trouble with this Braisa. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, no problem, this Braisa is a cinch. This Braisa is a breeze. There was never kasha in the first place. The Chachmei Bavel, who licked in cup, that nobody except for Rabbi Dan Nossi held that way. So they're having a lot of problems with this Braisa. Meishner, 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 Seifa. Baruch Hashem for the Chachmei Bavel, because now we have a whole sugi that's developing to answer kasha that in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't even think it was a kasha in the first place. So first you are Meishner, 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 Seifa. So the Gemara does almost somersaults and acrobatics to explain why in the second case the get is good. And all the answers to the Gemara revolve around one fundamental premise. You know what the premise is? That we're going to take this Tanai and throw it out the window. We're going to disqualify it on technical grounds. We're going to discard the Tanai altogether, and therefore the get's going to be chal, and she's not going to have to return the get. Because if she has to return the paper, then the get can't be chal. So every answer that was given for 200 years in Babel, from Abai, from Rav to Rav, every Amora is thinking in the same line of reasoning, each one coming up with a different nuance, what's wrong with this tonight? The goal of the next 200 years is to disqualify this tonight. Say this tonight wasn't formulated properly. If it wasn't formulated properly, what happens to the tonight? It gets thrown out the window. And what happens to the chalois? Hector comes and drives us right into the brick wall. That's exactly what happens. That's the goal of the next 200 years in Bavel. Different Halakha Gedolim in Bavel have different ways of disqualifying the Tanai. You name it. I'll tell you, you know how many terrible things about this Tanai? Who's going to list me off just a few? Give me a few easy ones. What's wrong with this Tanai? It wasn't a Tanai Kofel. Right? It wasn't a Tanai Kofel. Right? It's not a Tanai Karen Lemaisa. Means you have to first say the Tanai. Im tachzirili haret megureshes. This guy said, haret megureshes, amanashe tachzirili. Whoops, sorry. You said it wrong. Boom. Foot on the grass, into the wall. So everybody said, Abai had one version of why it's no good. It's not a Tanai Kofel. It's a Tanai Kofel. Everything's wrong. Rav Adi B'Ava came up with an interesting one. We haven't heard of this one yet. It's going to resurface in a moment. There's something else fundamentally wrong with this Tanai. Anyone know what? What's wrong with this Tanai? It's missing one of the Mishpatei HaTanaim. One of the Mishpatei HaTanaim. We thought we knew everything about Mishpatei HaTanaim. Little do we know, there's something else. One of the requirements of Mishpatei HaTanaim is it has to be Tanai B'davar Echad or Ma'aseh B'davar Acher. If you think about it, the discussion between Begum and Reuven and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tanai was discussing what's going to happen on the west side, and the Ma'aseh, the Hakanasa Kaka in Eretz Yisrael, is what's happening on the east side. What's doing on the east side of the Jordan and what's on the west side of the Jordan? It's not two different worlds. Now again, we're not discussing political issues of different sides of the Yarden, but there's a Jordan River in between. Okay, so it's true that in some places the Jordan River is very, very wide. Some places it's very, very thin. I remember one time when I was much, much younger, I was in Eretz Yisrael, way before my days in Kibbutz Yavne, it was a trip somewhere. And they took us to see the Yarden, see the Jordan River. There are some places where the Jordan River, it's like a bathtub. It's like, and I remember, what happened to Sefer Yoshua? What was going on? Like, what the big tumble? Why didn't everyone just jump in, get a little bit wet, and move over? So then, when you see the Yarden in other parts, very, very, very big.
We also divert a lot of water today.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, good. Whatever it is, okay. So, but the bottom line is that there are two different worlds here. We got the East Bank, the West Bank. So comes the Gemara and says that one of the Mishpat HaTeraim is that you have to do a Tanai in one thing and a Mice in something else. Here, the Mice and the Tanai are mamash in the same thing. They're both involving the Nesinus HaGet. Except in one direction, the Tanai is she has to give the get back to you, and the Mice is you'll give them the get to her. So well, that's no good. That's a violation of the Tanai. Oh, and what do you do when you have a violation of Mishpat HaTeraim? Take it out, take the Tanai, toss it out the window, and the Chalais carries a day and boom into the brick wall. So we have you choose your problem of Mishpat HaTeraim in the sugya. You want to disqualify it on the grounds of Traikofel Gesunde. You want to disqualify Traikofel Lamagwit. You name it, you got it. Everything's great. Comes Rav Ashi. This is again, hundreds of years. This is the end. The Gemara is about to be written. The last words. Rav Ashi is getting the last word in before it goes to press. Comes Rav Ashi and says, let me tell you what the real answer to this gosh is. Rav Ashi Omar. Hamani Rebbe he. The Amar Rav Huna, it should be Amar Rebbe, not Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rebbe. Kala Oymer Menaske Oymer Achshav Dami. Rav Ashi says, you know, for the last 300 years in Bavel, we've been using our greatest minds to solve this riddle of this Braisa, because we were so licked in cup that the Braisa is assuming that Kol Omer Amanas is Lavka Mihashav Dami. So the only way to salvage the Braisa, the friendship between the two cases, was to show that in the case of the Tanai, so somehow the Tanai wasn't formulated properly. No! Rav Ashi, no Kushim Ikar Leisa. Our colleagues in Eretz Yisrael were right. I mean, maybe they're not right in thinking that everybody buys into it, but at least Rebbe was a Tana, so Rebbe could be the real author of this Braisa. This Braisa is following this Rebbe that called Omanas is Kamehami, and therefore the question was never a question, because at the moment of truth, at the moment of the Chalei Seget, named the Me'achshav, Omanas Kamehachshav Dami, the paper is very much Brishus Aisha, the letters are very much grounded, nothing's Perech Ba'avir. In 20 minutes from now, the letters start taking off. That's already. If I give a get, a person gives a get to his wife, and she throws it in the garbage an hour later, that's also perech be'av. Who cares? That doesn't matter. At the shas ma'isach, chaleis a get, the letters are on the paper, the paper's in her hands, shalom Yisrael. That's Rav Ashi's solution, and the curtain goes down. That's the end of the sugya. What did Rav Ashi mean with this teretz? What changed in the worldview of Rav Ashi with this teretz? So the Rashba explains to us that there are two very, very different ways of reading what Rav Ashi solved. One way of reading Rav Ashi is to say that what everybody was talking about up till now, namely, we better get those Mishpat HaTeraim right. We better work on Mishpat HaTeraim, get them right. Rav Ashi says, I also think you better get them right. The only thing is that even if you got them right, the get is still going to be good because Kol Omer Amanas is going to trump everything. That's one way of reading Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi, according to that, would really be in sync with the last 200 years of thought in Bavel. The only change that happens in the Shiva Rav Ashi is not a radical revolutionary change. He's just saying, by the way, I'm going to introduce another factor that's going to make the Kasha disappear into thin air. Kol Omer Amanas Kol Omer Yachshav Domi. That's one way of reading Rav Ashi. But there's another way of reading Rav Ashi, a more radical way of reading Rav Ashi. When Rav Ashi enters onto the scene and says those magic words, "Kol Omer Amanas Kol Omer Yachshav Dami," you know what happens? The last 200 years go up in smoke. What does that mean? For 200 years, everybody thought Mishpat HaTeraim have to be met in this Braisa, and every teretz is trying to figure out a way that they weren't met properly. Once Rav Ashi gives his teretz of Kol Omer Amanas Kol Omer Yachshav Dami, guess what? We can go back and say, I don't care whether Mishpat HaTeraim were met properly. You know why? Because this is a Tanai of what? Of Amanas. And the Tanai of Amanas is Ke'omim Yachshav Dami. And who would the Rav Ashi be? Rav Ashi is saying Shir right now. Who would he be quoting? The Rambam. Right? He's quoting the Rambam and saying, because everybody knows, Ashtet in Rambam, in Uchas Ishus, that you don't need Mishpat HaTeraim by Me'achshav. And Rav Ashi would turn around to the last 200 years and say, and you all agree to me on that. You disagree with me on the details. You think kol olam amanas is lavka miyachshadomis. That's why you were draining us a cup for 200 years. But once I'm telling you that the emes lamita is, he's the author of this braisa, so then this is a classic miyachshav. And miyachshav, everybody knows the Rambam's right. So it could be that the Rambam got his shtikl Torah from this Gemara. That's what the Rishonim quote, that the Rif seemed to have got it from this Gemara itself. If they learned, that's exactly what Rav Asher is saying. That's what's changing in the end of the Gemara. According to those who disagree with the Rambam, so the only thing that changed in the Gemara was, oh, by the way, the Kasha wasn't such a good Kasha. No, according to everybody else, what changed is once Rav Asher was Bechadish, then the whole lumdus of 200 years of figuring out different ways to disqualify the Rishonim Torah becomes a moot point. So maybe this is the source for the Rambam. Perhaps that's how the Rambam got it from. A whole part of everybody said there's one last akuda in this sugya that emanates from this sugya, that emanates from the sugya in Gittin and the Fine Hay. If we're already in the business of analyzing this Esrik sugya through the eyes of Mishpatei Atunayim, do we have a problem of Tanai Maisib Davrechad here? Are we running potentially into Tanai Maisib Davrechad? That which Rav Adbar Ava was Mechadish to us, that one of the Mishpat that to know him is Tanai Maisib Davrechad, Tanai Davrechad Maisib Davrechad. Does that pose a problem in our Sugya as well? What would your take be on that Kasha? Do you think that's even a question, even something we should be spending time on? Hey, what happened to this of the Mishpat that to know him? What happened? Isn't it? It's an Esrid. So this is not West Bank, East Bank of the Jordan. This is Esrog, Esrog. I'm giving you the Esrog on the condition that you return me the Esrog. That's a classic violation of Tanai Maisib Davrechad. So maybe we should say, yeah, you're right, it's not a Tanai, and throw out the Tanai, and then the Chalos goes full steam ahead into the brick wall. But that's not what Rava said, because what did Rava say? I'm a Rava, Esrog is a Menashtach Israeli. Imech Zira Yatzim, Lach Zira La Yatzah. So should we even be asking this question? Does this even make sense on our radar screen to ask this question? So let's think for a minute. Let's think it through. We had five Mahalchim in the Rishonim. What the answer to the Tanai Kofel issue was. So let's chaza for a second. What are the five answers? No? Come on. One was, that what? That he was, right? He was Kofel of Tanai. That in Achinami he was. That's not going to bode well for the second question. Why? Because you could stick into that kofel, you want to just kind of, you know, make believe and gloss over the fact that the Gemara didn't talk, but that's okay. But that teretz of Taisin Gittin was assuming you need Mishpatei Atzeroim here. Mishpatei Atzeroim are indispensable here. How are you going to say that this is a Tanai B'Dav Rechad or Maiz B'Dav Rechad? It's not. This is a classic Tanai or Maiz B'Dav Rechad. This is Eimlucha violation. This is like the get. I'm giving you the get. You can return me the get. I'm giving you the yeser. You can return me the yeser. This is a classic, it's a flagrant violation of Tanai U'maisa Davarechad. So that Taisis and Git is not going to help for the second Kasha. What about some of the other Tirutim that were found? No, what does Taisis condition say? No? You know, whenever it's Mechiach, then you don't need, you know, to spell it out 100 times. Is that Teretz going to help here? Is that Teretz going to help for this second Kasha?
Well, there.
So what do you see from that? Why does this Teretz not help? That Svar Mochiach is a way of explaining why you don't have to spell out every single detail of the cough in the hair. It's self-explanatory. So but that svar of self-explanatory means that when you're dealing with the condition of Tanai Kofel, which is just a way of explaining the Tanai clearer, that we could forego in a case of when it's Mechiach Me'inyin. But the condition of what? Of Tanai V'Davarecher V'Maistavaracher, that doesn't have to do with explanatory. That's part impossible because of Tanayim. That's the real Bekoi. That applies all the time. So Taisus never said that all of Mishpatei Atzeroim are suspended when it's Mechiach. It's just meant to say Tanai Kofel is suspended when it's Mechiach. So we have a problem. According to Taisus, we have another problem in our hands. We should disqualify this Tanai because it's a Tanai Maisib Davarechad. And once we disqualify the Tanai gets tossed out the window. The Maisib continues on its own merry way. And Rava is not correct because Rava said, Im lo not lo hechse lo yatsa. So far we're not doing well. We're so far 2 out of 5. two out of five, we're only two for two, and we're zero for two. Now, what were some of the other answers? You? What were some of the other answers? Maybe we don't really paskin mishpat etzraim, right? Yeah, the whole thing's a big joke. We don't really paskin mishpat etzraim. We really paskin like who? Like the rabbanon. Because it's mammon, right? And it's only a chumrah in yani yeshes ish, getting kedushin. It's a big machlekes of Rishonim in the Seches Kedushin. The rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Meir, who don't hold mishpat etzraim, they don't hold any of the mishpat etzraim. None of them. Which ones don't they hold from? According to many Rishonim, they don't hold from the Tanai Kofel part. The other mishpat etzraim. What do you mean? They didn't read Pashas Matas? They didn't know that all the Tanaim comes from Pashas Matas? They're having a machlokes about, is Tanai Kofel really an integral part of the story? So the Rabbanan and Reb Chanina has a whole different way of reading the Pesukim, that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kleifa was for other reasons. But it's far from clear that the Rabbanan deny all Mishpatei HaTanaim. All of it, Hakol Mikol Kol. So the Rabbanan say, that doesn't bode well for us either. Because according to so far, we're three out of three. The other three answers do not bode well for us. Move on. What was the other teretz? The chiluk of mammon, but not just the chumah midrabanan, but rather mikra din that mishpatei atzraim min hadin were only said by lav mammon, right? We derive its whole interpretation, its whole razzle dazzle. What do you think about this? According to the Ravid, that Me'ika Me'ika Adin, the Rambam's interpretation of the Gaon Macharam, who he disagreed with, that Me'in Min Hadin Mishpat HaTorah were only said where? Were only said by Isvahet, by Ishus, those kinds of things, but not by Mammon. Are we good or are we bad? What do you think? We're good or we bad? I don't know how good we are. Why? Who's thinking this true? Within the Shittas of those who Hashem derive it, and the Gaonim Acharonim, that Mishpatei HaTorah are only said by Lav Mammon, we're good or bad? What was the rationale for that Shittah? Who remembers? What was the Ravid's rationale? That when you want to be motzi b'dei muchzok, you need what? What was the magic word? You have to be l'chazek asatnai. That svara l'chazek atnai, that's a very tanai kofel type of a svara. That's going to carry over to all mishpatei atnai. That was a chiluk within the world of tanai kofel. But we're not so sure that spills over to other scenarios. I don't know about it. I'm not so convinced that that's true. So I am concerned about the need for Tanai B'Dav Recher, Mais B'Dav Recher, so for 4 out of 5. What's the fifth? You can breathe a sigh of relief. What's the sigh of relief? The Rambam Shita, it's a Tanai of Me'achshav. Kapalde, get a Tanai Me'achshav. Oh, no Mishpatei HaTorah exist. Really? No Mishpatei HaTorah exist? What was your kasha? You told me that Torah do exist. What Gemara told us some Mishpatei HaTorah exist even by Tanami Akshav? Ksuba Zayin Dal, it existed. Why did Ksuba Zayin Dal exist and Tanai Kofel doesn't exist? Because Tanai Kofel was a function of what? Of what was the two magic words? Chizuk HaVat. Chizuk HaTanai. So dinim that emanate from Chizuk HaTanai don't exist by Tanai Miyachsha because the Maisa was dead on arrival because the Tanai was hanging on to it for dear life. But he said it before in Shir. Other kinds of Mishpatei HaTanai, such as an example, things that emanate from Bailos, such as examples of Tanai B'Dav Recha and Maisa, I don't know what the din is going to be. I have no idea what the din is going to be. So I'll tell you a secret. I have no idea how to get around this problem of Tznai B'Maisa B'Dav Rechad. This is the kasha. You know, we spent 2 days learning the wrong kasha. We spent kasha. What happened to Tanai Kofel? Come on, that's easy kasha. Five pshat in the Rishon. Anyone can answer that. This is the kasha. This is the kasha and all kashas. What happened to Tznai B'Dav Rechad or Maisa Tzai Maisa Dover Echad. What happened to that? How could Rav dare tell us that Im Lo Hechzer Lo Yatza? What do you mean Im Lo Hechzer? The guy walks off of the Esrog and laughs at the guy, still Yatza. Because the guy didn't formulate the Tanai properly, he couldn't have formulated the Tanai properly. A Tanai Matanamas Achzer is dead on arrival because it's a Tanai Maisa Dover Echad. It was never formulated properly, cannot be formulated properly. And therefore the Tanai should be bottled, the Maisa is Kayim, and the guy laughs and runs away with the little bit of Esrog and runs off to Simchas Shoeiru for the week. The other guy who spent $500 on Esrog is left behind. He has to be yotzei with his kid's chinuch set. That's probably kosher lechatchila v'chashol lechatchila. No, that's the kasha. How come nobody thought this kasha? Who thought this kasha? Who has this kasha? Taisus. This is the next line in Taisus. This is the next line in Taisus. So frektais a kasha and vava mideis. V'yim taibar uvaloech zira mailo yotza. Vavi tnai mais lover echad. Listen to this. Tosis says, you know what? The kasha is better than the teretz. Inochinami, if you really truly subscribe to Tanai Umaisa B'dover Acha, you really can insist on that condition, part of Mishpat Atroim, then there's not no way to make any sense of this Gemara. The Rava is wrong. But I'll tell you, that's the bad news. You know what the good news is? Not everybody buys into that condition. Who made up that condition? We stayed such a condition. Who was Mechad? Which great Amora discovered that condition? Until his days, we never heard of that condition. Who was it? Rav Adi Bar Rava. Forget if you go back to the Gemara and get it again. If you want to get the Shtalshos HaDvarim, remember, every Amora for 200 years, through Rav Ashi's days, every Amora is trying to disqualify the Tanai on technical grounds. So Abaye started off by saying it's no good, it's not a good Tanai because it's not a Kefla Tanai. Rava said it's no good because it's the Tanai, it's not a Tanai Kevla Maisa. And Rav Adi Bar Rava said it's no good because it's a Tanai Maisa Dover Echad. What's the Mashmos HaDvarim? That Rav Adi Bar Rava was Mechadish, that third condition, but who did it? Who never heard of it? Everyone preceding him. Who were the two people preceding Abaye and Rava? In a Rava's yeshiva, they never heard of that condition. Rava's the one who's talking Kedushin of Avam Abayis. And says, Tosa, tell you a secret. We don't even pass like Rav Adi Bar Rava. You know why? Because Rav Adi Bar Rava asked the Kasha, but don't forget, at the end of the day, the whole Kasha was a bad Kasha, because Rav Ashi trumped all the Kasha, the whole Kasha got thrown out the window. So says, Tosa, we're not even sure, don't bother me, drain your cup with it, Tanai Maisib Dover Acher. That din may not even exist. That's Tosa's first suggestion. The Eidish Lai, Mrs. Tosis. We don't want to throw out the Gemara. No. Rav Adi Bar Rava was right. Even Rava, back to everyone accepts it. Rav Adi Bar Rava, the last word in. So yes, that is a legitimate concern. Well, it says Tosis, it's a legitimate concern if and when you understand what that condition means. What do the words mean? So if I were to ask you, what does Tanai Maisa Dover Echad mean? What would you think it means? Just translate it literally. Means the case of Eber Yad was the classic Tanai B'Dover Echad Maisa Dover Acher. Because one's on the east side of the Jordan, one's on the west side of the Jordan. There's a big little river in between them. There are two different places. Unlike a get, where I'm telling you I'm giving you the get, but you're returning me the get. If I say I'm giving you the get and you're paying me $200, so that's Tanai Maisa B'Dvar Macher. That's a good Tanai. But if the Tanai licked in the same Chepta, the same as I get, that's the problem. That's what I would have thought the Gemara meant. If that's the case, then the Esrog is really a problem. Because the Esrog, it's the same Esrog. I'm giving you the Esrog, giving back the Esrog. Says Taisus, we misunderstood what Tanai Umaisa Dover Echad really means. Says Taisus, in the second Teretz, in our Sugya. There's the Taisus. Inami. Says Taisus, Inami. Yeshloimar, had the low Mahani Tanai Umaisa Dover Echad. Says Tosfos, you totally missed the boat on what Tanai Maisa Dover Echad means. It has nothing to do with being in the same Chefta, the same Asina. What it means is the fulfillment of the Tanai cannot be the undoing of the Maisa itself. The Tanai has to be something that doesn't address the kashrus of the Maisa proper. What does that mean? It says Tosfos, The one case, we have only documented in Kol HaTorah Kulo and all of Shas, one case of Tanai Maisa Devar Echad, that's the case of the get. Says Tosfos, Kehidi Amanash Nechzil Seinir, the Pebush Yachazai, the Hosam Selkidai, the Kol HaTorah Amanash Lavka Meyachshiv Domi. Don't forget, the whole Sugiriya was assuming Lavka Meyachshiv. That was the whole Shakwatar thing. Well, Lavka Meyachshiv Domi. The Nimtsa She'en Megureshes, Achim Chazera Seinir. So it turns out that the get cannot be chal until she fulfills the tenai. It's a tenai of im, in effect. It's not a tenai miyachshav. Amanas is lavke am miyachshav. So the get can only be chal at the moment of her returning the paper, the azen ishalah. But at that moment, the moment of truth that we want the get to be chal, the tenai is forcing her to make the get not chal. So you've got yourself into a tight of disaster. The Maisa is pushing in the direction that the paper's got to be hers, because the get has to be hers in order for the get to be chal. The Tanai is pulling in the other direction and saying, no, get that paper back, because the Chastron dictates you have to return the paper. When the Maisa is going one way and the Tanai is going the other way, and they're saying, that's a Chatar to the Sasri. The Maisa and the Tanai themselves are, they're self-destructing. Says Tanai says, that's called the Tanai of Maisa of the Rech, and that's what the Gemara disqualifies. When you have a tithe of disaster, you're davening minchas 7 o'clock in the summer. That's a tenai ma'aseh devarechad. What you're trying to accomplish is two mutually exclusive things. You're trying to give the get and not give the get at the same time. The Torah wasn't misyachesh to that. That's not doing the begarim. That's a ridiculous thing. The Torah never gives such a ridiculous type of institution when there's a spira between the ma'aseh and the tenai. But says Tosfos, everything changes when Rav Ashi changes. What does Rav Ashi say at the end? Once you say Kerem Yachshav Dami, when's the Shas Chalaisa get? Achshav. When is the paper returned? Later. Even though the Tanai and the Maisa are quote unquote Bedover Echad, they're both involving in a sinas a paper, but they're not colliding, they're not contradicting one another. You can have your Tanai and your Maisa. You have them both, have a cake and eat it. Because once they're separated by time, that by definition is not a tenai ma'aseh devarechad. So comes Tosfos and says, now Rav is gevald. Why? Because Val Hacha Sava the Chol Omer Amnas Kol Me'achshav Dami. Rav clearly held Kol Omer Me'achshav Kol Omer Amnas Kol Me'achshav Dami. There's no reason to believe Rav himself didn't hold that way. That's the way we pass him. And therefore, once you accept Kol Omer Amnas Kol Me'achshav Dami, by definition, you've just removed the chisaron of tenai ma'aseh devarechad. So it's not that we don't accept that principle of tenai ma'aseh. We do accept the principle of tenai ma'aseh devarechad in a case where it's relevant. In a case of an im, once you have an action, an amanas, you can't even begin to discuss with a straight face that condition of tenai ma'aseh devarechad. So unlike the first Teretz and Tosfos, the Tosfos said, "Hey, the kasha gavat. What do you do? Oh, we probably reject Rav Avada bar Rava." Because the first Dan Tosfos understood tenai ma'aseh devarechad means that it has to be East Bank and West Bank. It's got to be separate banks, separate parts of the world, separate actions. They cannot collide together. The second Dan Tosfos says, they can collide, that doesn't bother us. But they're both dealing with the Nesidus against the Loch Badli. What bothers me is when the tenai and the ma'aseh are fighting against each other in a way that's mutually exclusive. That can't be a thing. The Torah can't create a tenai. The Torah doesn't accept such an institution of a tenai that undermines the very ma'aseh head on. That's what the Torah doesn't accept. So I'll come upon everybody saying, when all the dust settles, Rava's statement stands. Mishpatei Hatzinoim, five different mahalchim in the Rishonim, what happened to tenai kofel? Two b'yumin taisis, what happened to tenai ma'aseh devar echad? Baruch Hashem, we've solved the dilemma of this esrik. So we have three different of the esrik sugya. We had the amanat. We have how parts? We had four different parts of matan mas lahachzir. We had the matan mas lahachzir as related originally to the esrik. That was the original Rav Avigda with the rush. All the parameters of matan mas lahachzir. Then we have matan mas lahachzir as it relates to pidyon haben. Then we had the third sugya was kamer siyam beveisak runas. And then we have the tenai kofel. So a couple of lines of the Gemara Rava. Four distinct sugyas. Part of it. Hopefully, Metz Hashem starting Sunday, we begin a brand new series of sugyas, beginning with the sugya of Arev. Metz Hashem, everyone, come and join us. Okay. I think we'll say something.